Welcome to the Fuller Chasey Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, August the 6th, and I'm recording at 10:27 p.m. from what was sunny London earlier here today. Okay. Now, let's look at some of the highlights here very quickly in stock markets. Well, the stakes for winners were modest and few and far between. I'm here, but Japan, benefiting from QE, was a little firmer and up to half a percentage point, depending on which index you're looking at. India, modest gains in here, helped by the Narendra Modi effect, and also the fact that it got its correction in earlier than other stock markets. China, well, you know, I think China is actually in a gradual bottoming out support building phase, but I've said before, it's probably going to be a little bit of a lengthy process. Because people were really shocked by some of the volatility that they saw and the free, rather occasionally bizarre actions of the government regulators in here. But we know it's a managed economy and it's a managed stock market, and you need to go into that with your eyes wide open if you're going to participate at all. Personally, I think the worst is over. And looking at other, for China that is, and looking at other stock markets here, Europe, mostly a little weaker. No big hits in here today. But Wall Street undermined some early gains that we saw in some of the indices. France and Germany, for instance, they moved into the red column, but only by a small margin. Even the UK market seemed to mostly shrug off the selling pressure. It was down less than a tenth of a percentage point. That's probably because everybody was enjoying themselves watching the cricket, test cricket, that is. And in the Americas, Wall Street, well, it pegged back the losses a little bit, but there's plenty to cause a bit of concern here. First, the Dow is just it's been rolling over here, and it's below that rising 200-day moving average, not decisively, but it needs a decent rally here to offset what is the bit of decline we're seeing here presently. S&P isn't far off from doing the same. The NASDAQ looks better overall. I haven't given the percentages on these here today. The S&P was down 0.75 percentage point. The Dow a little less. The NASDAQ, although looking far better overall. And indeed, it's up 6.76 on the year. But it was down 1.62% here today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, incidentally, is down 2.25% on the year. And what else to mention here about Wall Street? There are some nervous moves that have been taking place, and maybe a few a few raids in the light summer volume. For instance, Disney, which had been a thing of consistent beauty on the upside, just sort of melted down very, very quickly. And again, a little oversold in the short term here, but a huge downward dynamic this week. We've seen the same for Apple. And so there's a big iconic shares, particularly Apple, that are out of favor here at the moment. So, some of the best now, what would be positive would be if we just get a rotational selling pressure in some of the overextended shares, and Disney was particularly overextended. And again, that other shares, particularly some of the more conservative retailing stocks and some of the food shares, are looking a little better here overall. But it's a choppy period. It's a difficult period of the year, this May to end of October phase, and risks continue. However, when we get into November, I think then again we'll be back into a more favorable period of the year generally. But also, I think that the U.S. election effect will be positive, and normally stock markets on average do quite well in the run-up to the presidential election. So that's something to bear in mind. And while we get lots of volatility and some scary reactions overall, some what I would describe as cyclical bear markets are taking place in indices and among many different shares. But I don't see any big bust up. There's too much quantitative easing that's going on, and that will certainly continue. There is very, very little evidence of inflationary pressures here right now, and of the deflation that we see a lot more deflationary signs. But a lot of that is from technology, and that's a positive deflation. So, offsetting, in other words. Now, looking at, but we're just going back to some of these markets. I think, I still definitely prefer the European Union shares over Wall Street at this time. Now, no doubt there are some individual shares on Wall Street that are doing terribly well, and that's always pretty much the case. But in terms of across the board valuations, there are better prospects in Europe, and it's got that big QE tailwind. That's so important. Again, as I've said before on so many occasions, we can debate all day. I'm not interested in doing that, and probably you aren't either, about the long-term effects of QE. But what is beyond a shadow of a doubt is that it's a good tailwind for stock markets. So that's the gift horse here that's available in the markets. Now, government bonds, the yield slipped a little bit, but not much, at 2.22% on the US 10-year. The VIX pushed up a little bit more sharply. It's up to 13.77. Still doesn't fully reflect, I think, some of the uncertainty that we actually see in markets here at this at this particular time. Dollar index, well, it's been too strong overall, but it's pulled back from that 98.8 level. Slightly lower here today, 97.81. Other currencies are fairly quiet. The Chinese renminbi is staying pegged tightly pegged to the greenback here right now. The Indian rupee has strengthened. It's come back from that 64. Just over 64 rupee period, rupee level, rather. And one of the strongest emerging market currencies, the emerging markets that have seen their currencies hammered are, of course, the primarily commodity producers. And that's understandable. And those commodities were weaker here again today on average. On average. As I look at some of them that I can see on my screen, well, coffee's lower, sugar's lower, crude oil a fraction higher. I think we notice the U.S. crude oil that slipped 44.84. It's the Brent that's 12 cents higher at 49.71. Little overextended, little oversold. Most of these commodities are somewhat oversold here in the short term, but I wouldn't expect significant recoveries here just yet. They don't have enough appeal here in the short term. If they head somewhat lower, and I think they will, then they will look a bit more attractive here overall. But crude oil probably isn't too far off the lower side of its overall range. Basis the Brent contract, I've really been talking about a range of mostly $65 to the upside to $40 to the downside, so 49.71. It's not that far away here overall. Now, what about the impact of all of this softness in commodities? Because people have focused really on the commodity producers, and they're suffering, no doubt about it. But for the rest of the world, these commodity prices are a massive, or the equivalent of a massive, tax cut. And cheap commodity prices are one of the building blocks of global economic recovery, and I think we will see more signs of global economic recovery during the second half of this year. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.